This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Fans who loved Dion's hits from the 50s and 60s, like The Wanderer, Runaround Sue, and Teenager in Love, were surprised to hear his two recent albums paying tribute to the blues musicians that influenced him. Now Dion has a new CD called Heroes, Giants of Early Guitar Rock, that pays tribute to some of his contemporaries, most of whom are no longer with us. People like Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, Roy Orbison, and Gene Vincent.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. Well, she's the woman in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of my dreams. She's the woman walks around the storm. She's the one to give me more, 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 more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean maybe. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll.
That's Dion doing Gene Vincent's Bebop-a-Lula from Dion's new CD, Heroes. He brought his guitar to our show to play and sing some of the songs on the new CD and tell some stories about the musicians who originally recorded them. Dion, welcome back to Fresh Air. It's really great to have you back. I'm going to ask you to start by playing a song from the new CD. Would you do Summertime Blues?
Yeah, I'd like to. This is the Eddie Cochran song I did. It goes like this.
I'm gonna rail the fuss, I'm gonna rail the holler. About working all summer just to try to make a dollar. Every time I call my baby, trying to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometime I wonder, what am I gonna do? My dad ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Terry, this guy had a great sense of humor. I'll do the last verse.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a week on to find me a vacation. I'm taking my problem to the United Nations. I called my congressman, he said, quote, I'd like to help you some, but you're too young to vote. Sometime I wonder what I'm gonna do.
I'm glad you pointed that out. When I was young and listening to that song when I was growing up, that line, I'm going to take my problems to the United Nations, always made me laugh. It's like you don't hear a lot of pop songs with that in it. Did you know Eddie Cochran?
I did. I played the Palace Theater with Eddie Cochran on 46th Street and Broadway. Back in his heyday. It was, you know, the late 50s. And great-looking guy. He wore this tan suit, had this orange guitar, you know, that Chet Atkins Gretsch guitar with the whammy bar on it that Bixby invented in the 50s. And he'd come out, man, take that stance and get it on, you know. He was like, he was a little guy. He was about 5'2".
Was he that and, short? Wow.
Yeah, and the guitar always looks gigantic on him. You know, what's he playing? A bass, you know? But he was a little guy, but man, did he cause a racket, let me tell you.
Did Eddie Cochran show you anything on the guitar that you hadn't already thought of?
Eddie Cochran, he had his own style, but no, I loved rhythm. In fact, I call myself a rhythm singer because... You know, we all develop styles from listening to certain things. I used to go down to the Apollo Theater in Harlem and listen to Ray Prysock and Big Al Sears and King Curtis and Sam the Man Taylor, and they'd all play like da da da, ba da 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 ba ba da ba ba da 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 ba ba da ba ba da ba ba da da da. So I became like a rhythm singer in some sense of the word. If you give me a beat, I could sing. And Eddie Cochran had that. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, your new CD is called Heroes. How did you choose the songs on it? Like, what holds them all together?
Well, it's subtitled Giants of Early Guitar Rock. And I was trying to... this is quite a story because I always felt like I flew under the radar as a guitar player. Jerry Wexler always told me. The guys at Rolling Stone always told me. They said, we didn't know you played guitar, but I played guitar on all my hit records. You know, if I did... I'm a type of guy that likes to roam around. Yeah, you know, I got it from Jimmy Reed, you know, that... You got me running, hiding, going high, high, running where you wanna let it go, baby. Yeah. You got me doing what you wanna, anywhere you wanna let it roll. And that's what I got, like, I love a girl and Ruby is her name. You know, we use it as a springboard. All that, you know, if Jimmy Reed didn't exist, I wouldn't be here, Terry.
Right, right. Well, you know, because you started with Dion and the Belmonts and because it had an a cappella sound, you know, a harmony sound, the musicianship wasn't emphasized. It was like the vocals that were emphasized.
Well,
is that why you weren't known as a guitarist?
Well, what happened was I got a record contract down at Laurie Records, and they wanted to put this group with me that was from Oklahoma, and they kind of sang like good old boys, like, yo-de-do-do, we're out in Oklahoma, do-de-o-do-do. And I said, no, guys, let me go back to the Bronx and recruit some of the guys on the street. So I went back and I recruited the best street singers that I knew. I brought them down to Laurie Records and, you know, they were naming groups after birds and cars at that time. You know, like the Flamingos, the Cadillacs, the Eldorados, or stuff like that. So we said, let's do streets. We were going to be called Dion and the Crotonas, which I thought was great. But two of the guys were from Belmont Avenue. So I said, that's a good ring. Let's do that. I get with these guys. God, it was a very defining moment in my life. It just to create a song like I Wonder Why in my little apartment where I lived, you know, with my parents in the Bronx. They were paying $36 a month rent. You know, we had very little room. But here we created I Wonder Why, and I felt like I was in heaven. We went down there to Laurie Records, recorded the song. And when it came out, they said, put the guitar down. Lead singers don't use guitars. So I kept putting the guitar down, you know, doing these Dick Clark shows with, you know, you lip sync the record, and I didn't have a guitar. So there's very few pictures of me with the, but yet, every time we created this song, there I was with the guitar playing and working it out, you know.
Let me ask you to do another song that you also do on the CD. You want to do Come On, Let's Go, the Richie Valens song?
Let me try.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, little darling. Come on, tell me that you love me. Come on, come on, let's go it again, again and again. Well, now sing me, sing me.
Like that.
He worked on his other big hit there.
Well, you know, he had a lot of that. He had that rhythm thing too, that Latin thing going, you know.
You know, Richie Valens died in a plane crash. You were supposed to be on that plane. You were almost on that plane as the crash in 1959 that killed Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper. And, you know, so many of the people who you pay tribute to on this CD are dead. You know, Eddie Cochran, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, Ricky Nelson,
They're all gone Del except
Shannon, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins. Do you often think about that? That so many people who you came through the ranks with aren't around anymore, and some of them, it's like a plane crash, traffic accident, suicide. I mean, it's just a real mix of reasons.
Drugs,
illness, stuff, drugs. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I look at it like it's the grace of God for me that I'm still here. You know, they say, and if you remember the '60s, you really weren't there. And that was me. I was using a lot of drugs, drinking. I was kind of crazy and got pretty way out there. And in '68, my friend Frankie Lyman died of an overdose and just kind of shook me into my senses. And I said, what am I doing? You know, and I said a prayer. And I haven't had a drink or a drug in over 40 years, Terry. It's just amazing. I think God just touched me on the top of my head and said, it's your time.
Let me ask you to do another song that you do on your new CD, Heroes. And this is the Johnny Cash song, I Walk the Line. Why don't you do the song, and then we'll talk about why you did it and how you knew Johnny Cash. Is this one a hard one to do solo?
Well, it changed. You know, I didn't know. But Johnny Cash wrote this song. It changes key like 6 times. I didn't know that. For some reason, I don't have that musical ability. But when I got into it, I said, whoa. It goes like, I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. Keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You know, and take a song like that. You know, Johnny Cash was, come on, he was he was a badass. You know, he was like a rapper. He was a country singer, punk rocker, you know. And here he is. He writes a song that is leaning into his relationship. You know, to me, to reach higher ground, that's where you go, to mine the gold and to go deeper.
How did you meet? Did you do shows together?
Well, I met him in Nashville, and I met him through Waylon Jennings, who was on that Buddy Holly tour with me. We go back again, I said, with that tour, because after Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in that fatal plane crash, Waylon and I were on that bus alone. I mean, we talked, we bonded. I told him to, in fact, you know, in a way, I feel like I launched this career, because I loved the way he sang, and I always said, you should sing, man, you should. I loved the way, because we had guitars and we'd sing on the bus.
Was he there just as a guitarist?
It was his first gig. He was playing bass. He never played bass before.
Oh.
He was playing bass for Buddy Holly. He was one of the Crickets on that tour.
Oh. So he introduced you to Johnny Cash?
Yes, he did. And
did Johnny Cash know your records?
Johnny Cash loved the song that I did called Born to Cry. It goes, I'd like to tell you something all about the good and the bad. I wish today the world, my friends, would stop being sad. There's so much evil around us, I feel that I could die. And I know that I was born to cry. I know someday, maybe soon, the master will call. I tell you, I won't cry at all. I know maybe some, maybe soon, but I know that I was born to cry. I said, cry, cry, cry. You know, I got to tell you one. Let me tell you one thing about this song, and one of the reasons why I wrote it. You have a minute?
Yeah.
I was 16 years old. I was walking in Pelham Bay area, and there was a synagogue. And I heard the cantor of the church singing. So I walked in. I was 16. I probably had a tank top on. They was wondering what I was doing there. And his name was Henry Rosenblatt. And I asked him, I said, "What is that?" And he saw I was interested, and he took me in the back, and he played me some of his father's records, Cantor Rosenblatt, who was in the original jazz singer. And I went home after hearing all that stuff, and I wrote Born to Cry. And it's kind of like I was cantoring, you know, imitating this rabbi, and it's kind of like fusion, Jewish rock and roll.
That's really funny, considering, you know, you grew up Catholic and... We're often in a synagogue.
Yeah, but it's all about the music.
Yeah. So Johnny Cash really liked that song, Born to Cry. It's too bad he didn't record it.
Yeah.
You know, which,
but, you know, there's songs like, I recorded a song called Ruby Baby. You know, like I said, sometimes you meet people. I love a girl and the ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. The little girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say? Whoa, 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 I've got love, I've got killers too. I'm gonna give all to you. Listen up, Ruby, Ruby, when will you be mine? I'm gonna get you sometime, Ruby. You know, that song, when I met John Lennon, when I met Bob Dylan, and it was somebody else, I know who it was. It was Little Richard's mother, Leva May. I want to tell you something. Terry, this is the greatest compliment I ever got in my life. It's number one. She said, "Are you the boy who sings that song, Ruby Baby?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Son, you got soul." And I want to tell you, Terry, I never forgot it.
Nice compliment from Little Richard's mother. You know,
if it came from Little Richard, I probably would have forgot it, but it came from Little Richard's mother.
You do a Ricky Nelson song on your new CD, Heroes, that I'm not really familiar with. It's called Believe What You Say. How do you know the song, and how did you know Ricky Nelson? And then I'll ask you to do the song.
Well, I met Ricky Nelson at his birthday party out on the West Coast in the late 50s, and... you know, back then, another reason for doing this album, I mean, a lot of guys, we would just watch Ozzy and Harriet just to see the last 4 minutes of it, to see Ricky Nelson holding one of those Martin guitars or Gibson guitars, and James Burton, the great James Burton, played behind it. So there's a lot of history to a lot of these songs. And this one goes like... Well, I believe what you say when you say you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Well, I believe what you say when you say you don't kill nobody else but me. Well, I believe, do believe, I believe, I believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. Well, there's a one thing, baby, that I want you to know. When you're rocking with me, you don't rock too slow, move on and get toe to toe. Rock till I can't rock no more. I believe, I do believe, I believe, believe, pretty baby. Believe you're gonna steady with nobody else but me. You know, like that.
How well did you know Ricky Nelson?
I knew him pretty well. I mean, we were like, it was like a little bit of a mutual admiration society, because he loved to wander and run around Sue, and again, Ruby Baby. And man, I tell you, Terry, that guy was good looking.
Mm-hmm.
He had them light blue eyes. Man, I tell you, man, I when I first met him, I got so insecure. I must have combed my hair about 5 times that day.
put more Brill cream in it.
I'm telling you, I said, wow.
was he self-conscious about how much his family and the Ozzy and Harriet show had come to kind of symbolize, like, suburban middle-class life in the 1950s?
You know, I wasn't thinking on that level at that time. We were just thinking of, like, songs. And Ricky Nelson and I loved Carl Perkins and Fats Domino. You know, we just, you know. And so we would talk a lot about that and guitars and playing, you know, and, you know. But he was a very, very shy guy. And I was shy at the time. I just kind of got more verbal as I went along because I got comfortable, and I don't know. But he was very shy and remained that way. He didn't talk a lot at all. Same with the Everly Brothers. I've known the Everly Brothers for years. I think I've heard them say two things. I think Don once said, yep, and Phil said, right. You know, and that was it. They were like you know, Gary Cooper and, you know, I don't know, one of those kind of guys.
Your new CD is all covers of great songs from 50s and early 60s. If I asked you to do one more from the new album, is there one that you'd want to do since I've been doing most of the choosing from there?
Well, I did want to just say that what I was trying to do with the new album was champion the cause of a lot of these great guitar players that flew under the radar. And this is this album, I just wanted to capture the original intent and essence and passion of these first-generation rockers. And let me give you an idea. This is a Buddy Holly tune that I chose. Well, baby, baby, now the little things that you say and do makes me feel one of you and you do. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's a gummy rule. And when you say, I love you, rave on. Well, the way you dance and you hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's a gummy rule. And when you say, I love you, rave on. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know you got me reeling when you say I'm reeling. And rave on me, rave on, rave on, and tell me, and not to be lonely, tell me you love me on the rave on.
Oh, thanks for doing that.
I just, you know, I must have heard that song like five times a day when I was with Buddy Holly.
One of the guitarists you paid tribute to on your new CD is Scotty Moore, who played with Elvis Presley. So I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of Jailhouse Rock, which I realize is probably hard to do solo, but I'm sure you're the man for the job.
I had a great band doing this with me, but I'll try to go... We're going to party in the county jail. A prison band there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard her knock that jailbird sing. Let's rock, everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the old cell block, they would dance and do the jailhouse rock.
That's great. I want to thank you so much for performing for us and talking with us again. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And let me just ask you before you go, how have you managed to keep your voice in such good shape?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's because, many years ago, like I said, 40 years ago, no smoking, no drinking, no drugging. I think that's part of it, you know, and a lot of love from my friends and my family. It's good to be here, Terry, and thank you again.
Dion's new CD is called Heroes, Giants of Early Guitar Rock. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.